prayer helps us not to be self-centered. This is Father Scott Seetoller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because the Lord cares for you. St. Peter said that in his letter. That letter is the inspired word of God. There is truth to that. God does care for you. God cares for you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows the number of breaths you will take in your life. He cares for you. That doesn't mean that he makes your life easy. That doesn't mean he waves a magic wand over your head. That means he cares for you. He will give you wisdom, courage, strength. He will give you the ability to handle each day's problem. But you can't do it by yourself. You have to trust that he will help you handle the problem. And what's the best way to grow in that kind of faith, to believe that God cares for you? You got to pray. What is prayer? It's a heart-to-heart conversation with God. What is prayer? It's placing yourself at the disposal of God, believing that God will never ask you to do something that will be beyond your strength. Remember, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God will not sustain you. If you're going to listen regularly to my program, you've got to make these acts of faith, hope, and love, because it is so important. And prayer will open doors for us. Prayer is the key that opens the gates of heaven. Prayer is the key that will open the gate to your heart. And that's so very important, because what is a part of our fallen nature? What has the original sin done to us? Made us selfish. From the moment we're born, when we get to that point where we have self-knowledge, do reflective thinking, we have to fight the temptation to slip back into selfishness. Mary Stuart wrote this following prayer. Keep us, O God, from pettiness. Let us be large in thought, in word, in deed. Let us be done with fault-finding and leave off self-seeking. May we put away all pretense and meet each other face to face without self-pity and without prejudice. May we never be hasty in judgment and always be generous. Let us take time for all things. Make us to grow calm, serene, and gentle. Teach us to put into action our better impulses, straightforward and unafraid. Grant that we may realize that it is the little things that create differences, that in the big things of life we are as one. And O Lord God, let us not forget to be kind. Amen. I like that prayer. I really like that prayer. Okay, let's unpack the prayer. Let's go through it line by line. Keep us, O Lord, from pettiness. Do you know what pettiness does to a person? Do you know what pettiness does to a family, a church community, an organization? It just wrecks it. You know what? Throwing a pity party for yourself. Now, we all, sometime or the other, will throw a pity party for ourselves. That's only being human. I know. I never want us to deny the fact that we're human. But if your pity party, if it lasts very long, it's not going to be a party anymore. It's going to be a funeral. It's going to be a dirge. It's going to be depression. Pettiness. Pettiness, I mean, with picky. It drives parents crazy when their kids are petty with each other. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he used this. See, that's mine. He just won't let me play with it. Make him, mommy, make him. Drives parents crazy. Pettiness in the marriage, huh? I did my share. I gave my 50%. Was your 50%? Well, marriage is not a 50-50 proposition. Some people say it's a 100-100 proposition. And I appreciate their saying that, but again, the older you get, you realize how weak and vulnerable and self-centered and human nature can be. So I like to say that I think marriage is a 60-40 proposition. If a husband goes into a marriage willing to give 60% and only expect 40% from his wife, and if a wife goes into a marriage willing to give 60% and only expecting 40% from her husband, then it's going to overlap. So when one's having a sick day, a bad day, a day filled with whatever, worry, fear, anxiety, the other person doesn't get upset because the other person expected to always give more. Oh, pettiness. So we pray as we continue in the prayer to be large in thought and word and deed. Let us be done with fault finding. There's some people who just go about always looking for the mistakes. You know, they're not into praise, they're not into giving compliments, they're always saying, look, you did this, and how come this, and what about this? And of course, they do that under the guise of trying to get you to improve. Well, you know, constructive criticism is helpful. But fault finding is not quite that. And to leave off self-seeking, huh? What about me, me, me? Christianity is not a religion of me, it's a religion of we. May we put away all pretense. Pretense, huh? And meet each other face to face. You know, pretense. People wear masks. Absolutely. The more sophisticated a society gets, the more it seems to be wearing masks. Meet each other face to face without self-pity and without prejudice. May we never be hasty in judgment. Well, that's the problem these days. You know, with email, you can start a vicious rumor in California and it can be in New York in 20 seconds. How does anybody defend themselves against the rumors and the gossip? And there's something about us where we're hasty to judgment. You know, we have to be very protective of each other's reputation. Whatever happened to giving each other the benefit of the doubt? It used to be a person was innocent until proven guilty. Now in our society, you're guilty until you're proven innocent. May we never be hasty in judgment and always be generous. Are you a generous person? Are you? Do you give? And in giving, does it leave you a little uneasy? You're supposed to give from your want, not from your extras. That's a lesson very few people have learned. Let us take time for all things. Slow down, everybody. God did not invent hurry. Make us to grow calm, serene, and gentle. Teach us to put into action our better impulses. You know, when you come to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you're always trying to improve yourself. You're always trying to work out of your better impulses, not your lower nature. You're trying to be noble. A gentleman is somebody who does no harm. We need to be straightforward, no hidden agendas, and unafraid, because God is with us. Granted, we may realize it's the little things that create differences. Isn't that the truth? You know, the big things, my goodness, and the big things of life, we are as one. This prayer says, right? Cancer, house burns down, automobile accident, a death. Everybody rallies. Sick child, everybody wrong. But the petty little differences. Well, you didn't do this right. You didn't do that. You weren't this. Well, you know it. If you lived in a family, and we all did at one time or another, we know how it's the little things that create such pain and anger, disappointment, resentment, silent treatment, the growing apart. Here's the last sentence, okay? And O Lord God, let us not forget to be kind. It's a simple sentence, right? How about a big amen to that one? Let us not forget to be kind. We need to be kind. We live in a hard world. We live in a very impersonal world. We live in a world that's losing its civility and compassion. Kindness is so important. Kindness and humor are the two things that I think keeps this world from being uninhabitable. Great prayer, right? Make it your prayer today. Work on those points. And God will bless you. Because you'll stretch yourself. And when we stretch ourselves for the Lord can do big and little miracles in and through us. Okay, here's today's food for thought. It comes from an army general, famous for his work in the Second World War, General Omar Bradley. He writes, "Bravery is the capacity to perform properly even when scared half to death." I like that. Bravery is the capacity to perform properly even when scared half to death. In other words, you do what you have to do even though you're scared half to death. Now, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray. Yesterday I had you pray for people who are suffering loss of sight. Pray for people who have lost their hearing, either partially or completely. That's so hard because, you know, if you lost it completely, you live in silence. If you lost it partially, it's so hard to carry on a conversation. If you're in a crowded room and everybody's buzzing and there's background noise, you know, I live with elderly priests and brothers, and many of them suffer from a loss of hearing, and I can just see them struggle to be a part of a conversation. So we ask God to bless people who have lost hearing to some degree. And may medical technology help them, may surgery help them, whatever it may be. But God, be with them right now in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Did you know that children give you an ongoing medical condition? Yeah. They're either a lump in the throat or a pain in the neck. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I'd love to hear from my listeners. You can get a message to me by using my website, fatherscott.com. Go to the button for my email address, which is joyfulcap@aol.com. I don't expect you to write that down right now, but you can find it on my website. And while you're there, I think you'll like the prayers, the humor, what I do about talk about my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico, to which I hope you could sit down and write a check right now. I don't care how much. TASH, Inc. Make the check out to Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.